This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli medical officials say at least 45 people died in a stampede Friday at an overcrowded religious festival, including several children. About 150 people were injured, as medics say dozens were crushed to death in a tightly packed tunnel-like passageway. Tens of thousands of ultra-Orthodox Jews had gathered at Israel's Mount Meron, and an injured man tells Reuters it began when a line of people in front of the surging crowd simply collapsed. A rabbi who witnessed the stampede blames authorities for blocking an exit he said was crucial for people to leave the event. The trampling happened in the men's section of the gender-segregated festival. Another witness says it looked like a scene of a suicide bombing attack. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is declaring Sunday a national day of mourning. Indian health officials warn the worst is yet to come for the country's coronavirus nightmare, as it may not peak until next week. The world's second most populous nation has reported more than 300,000 new daily infections for 9 straight days, hitting another global record of 386,000 on Friday, with almost 3,500 deaths. The surge is causing a public health crisis in India, forcing the government to seek oxygen, medicines, and other essentials from around the world. Scientists advised the government on Friday to focus on the short-term fight for the next 4 to 6 weeks, saying the deadly wave will be over by July or August. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.